بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي كفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. صدق الله العظيم. وقد روي في الخبر عن الصادق الأبر عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. Respected brothers and friends, we are living in very trying and testing times. The past 6 or 7 months, almost the entire world has been subjected to what has been known as lockdown, the so-called novel coronavirus, now more commonly referred to as the COVID-19 virus. This has created such fear in the hearts of people throughout the world that even powerful governments of the world are gripped with fear. The propaganda machine of this so-called virus is moving at such a tremendous pace that people are at sixes and sevens in a state of disarray and confusion. How to tackle this problem? We know what has occurred over the lockdown period. Allah Ta'ala has put us to a great test. Allah Ta'ala uses these type of difficulties, these calamities, in order to test our patience and resilience. That do we accept it as the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or do we, na'udhu billah, question the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? We have no right to question the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom has a purpose behind everything. لا يسألوا عما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does, Allah cannot be questioned. We cannot complain about that. Yes, the entire mankind will be questioned about their deeds, their day-to-day activities. We will have to answer for that on the day of Qiyamah. So whatever has taken place during these months happened with the will and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continues to happen with the will and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happens under the shadow of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way the system of Allah ta'ala works, that it subjects mankind to calamities, trials and tribulations in order to test their patience and their resilience. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, that surely we will test you with a bit of fear. The fear of this pandemic has gripped the entire world. The atheists normally say that we do not believe, na'udhu billah, in Allah Ta'ala, because we cannot see Him. This virus pandemic is also something invisible. It attacks the internal organs, respiratory system, something man cannot see. But yet everyone believes in this, because they see the effects of this. Lives being lost, people turning into vegetables, people's organs are failing. They believe in this invisible virus, yet they do not believe in the existence of Allah. The entire universe, the mechanism of the universe, testifies to the existence of Allah Ta'ala, yet they do not believe. But a simple virus like this has brought the entire world to its knees. Little bit of fear, enough to create this lockdown situation. So Allah Ta'ala gives the wisdom of this, that we want to test you, to see how patient you are, how resilient you are, how you behave in the face of adversity, in the face of calamities, wal-ju'i, and Allah Ta'ala tests you with hunger. During the lockdown period, many people unfortunately have lost their jobs, their sources of income. They do not know where the next plate of food will come on the table. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Allah says, we also test you by way of loss of your wealth, loss of lives, your loved and dear ones, loss of produce. So many huge businesses have shut down, went into liquidation. Industries have shut down. Lives have been lost. So through this, Allah Ta'ala is testing us. How should a Muslim approach this? With patience, forbearance, resilience. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Those who are patient, give glad tidings unto them. Who are the patient ones? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ That when a tragedy, calamity befalls them, they say that we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and unto Him is our return. Whatever wealth Allah ta'ala gave us, whatever family members Allah ta'ala gave to us, these are an amanat, a trust from Allah ta'ala. Allah is the owner. When He wishes, He can take back His possessions. We have no right to question Him. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, when these types of calamities occur, when these tragedies come, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ That, O you who believe, seek solace, assistance, by way of patience and performing salah. We have to be patient. Display that forbearance, that Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom knows best what is good for us. And seek solace and assistance in salah. Turn towards salah. An era of calamities, tribulations, is not the time to abandon the masajid. It is time to turn towards the masajid. Turn towards the mercy of Allah. Seek the mercy of Allah. Unfortunately, due to the lockdown, one of the negative effects, impact that has taken place on the Muslim community, we have become disconnected from the masajid. We need to reconnect with the masajid. Masajid are places where the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends. This is our spiritual fortress. When we turn towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek assistance from Him. It comes in the hadith about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَةِ Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be faced with some calamity, immediately he would resort to salah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek His assistance. Allah will remove all these problems. We need to turn, revert to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek refuge in salah. قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the coolness of my eyes lies in the performance of salah. It comes in one hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, it will be announced that where are those people who exercised patience in the face of calamities, in the face of trials and tribulations. When the announcement will be made, a group of people will get up who exercise patience in the world. It will be said to them that you go into Jannat without reckoning. May Allah make us among those fortunate people. The same sentiment has been expressed in the verse of the Quran that I recited. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That those who are patient, they will be recompensed, given reward fully, without any counting, in limitless quantity, they will be given reward. The amount of reward patient people will be given in the Akhirat, that the most sophisticated calculator in the world also cannot calculate that. It will also go into error. Because those rewards are limitless. Quantity, one cannot even imagine. So one meaning of this verse is that they will be given reward in limitless quantity. Another meaning refers to what that hadith has mentioned, that those who are patient, they will go into Jannat bi ghayri hisab, without reckoning. They will get the ticket into Jannat because of their patience, because of their forbearance. This so-called pandemic can only affect a person with the decree of Allah, with the will of Allah. A person can be living in a fortified building, in a virtual fortress, isolated from the entire world, yet he can become ill. Allah is a giver of illness, He is a giver of cure. So Allah Ta'ala gives the illness and sickness. We should not have that aqidah and that belief that because I went to a certain place, that is why I became ill. If it was meant for you, decreed for you, without going there too, you could fall ill. The mercies of Allah Ta'ala descend in the masajid. This is a spiritual fortress. But our aqaid believes ought to be correct. A Bedouin came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complained that he had a healthy camel. The camel strayed, went into a group of camels that were infected with a disease known as scabies, which causes an itch on the body. So his healthy camel also developed this disease. So he mentioned this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expecting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that because your camel went in the midst of the sick camels, that is why he became ill. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Faman a'dal awwal," that who gave the disease to the first camel in this group? Obviously, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives a disease, Allah gives the illness. A person can be anywhere, he can fall ill. We cannot be so naive to believe that a person cannot become ill in a masjid, even though the mercies of Allah Ta'ala descend upon the masjid. Tragedies can occur in the masjid too. A person could be seated here and begin to choke have breathing difficulties and fall down dead. It can happen in a masjid. So many incidents, people getting angina attacks, heart attacks in the masjid, dropping down dead. So we cannot be so naive to believe that tragedies do not occur in the masjid. It can occur in the masjid as well. But then too, we attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gave this man this disease. But these type of deaths, if they take place in a masjid, are also a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While being under the umbrella of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, a person loses his life. What better mouth, what better death can he hope for? Tragedies do occur in the masjid as well. When the Tatari invasion took place in Baghdad, madaris, masajid were desecrated. Thousands of people were butchered in the masajid. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was martyred in the Masjid Nabawi by Abu Lu'lu Majusi. We don't have to look too far back. Last year, the incident in Christchurch, New Zealand, almost 60 people massacred in the house of Allah. So tragedies can occur anywhere, even in the house of Allah. But our aqidah must be that this did not take place because we were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Allah Ta'ala meant us to be there. He willed it. He decreed that you will become ill, you will die in the masjid, in the house of Allah. So we cannot be so naive to believe that tragedies do not occur in the masjid, they do occur there as well. But always attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this lockdown, this pandemic, for a Muslim, a true Muslim, there are positives to take out even from here. No matter how negative it may seem, there are many, many positives. This is the teaching of Islam. In the battle of Uhud, Muslims suffered a defeat on the battlefield. 70 Sahaba-e-Kiram radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in were martyred, including the beloved uncle of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu ta'ala. But prior to that, 1 year before that, in the second year of Hijri, the battle of Badr took place in Ramadan, 17th of Ramadan. In there, the kuffar suffered a crushing defeat. 70 kuffar were killed. So in the battle of Uhud, the kuffar gained the upper hand. 70 Muslims were martyred. When the battle ended, the commander-in-chief of the kuffar army, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, who at that point of time had not as yet accepted Islam. He was a commander of the kuffar army. When he left the battlefield as a parting shot, so to say, he said, sawa'un, that we are on parity, we are on equal terms, there is an equal field now, tit for tat, that in the battle of Badr, you killed 70 of our people, in return, in the battle of Uhud, we have killed 70 of your Muslims. So Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala replied, that la sawa'un. There is no equality. There is a huge difference. What is the difference? قَتَلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتَلَاكُمْ فِي النَّارِ. This is the difference. That our people that have been killed, martyred, they are alhamdulillah in Jannat. And your people that were killed in Badr, are in the fire of Jahannam. So for Muslims, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Positives, even out of negatives. That is why it is said, Ash-shahadatu tuhfatul mu'min. Then martyrdom is a gift for a believer. Many forms of martyrdom, not only dying on the battlefield. In one hadith of Sahih Muslim, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed a question to the Sahaba-i Kiram radiallahu anhu majma'in, that ma ta'udduna shuhada'a fikum, whom do you regard as martyrs amongst you? Qalu, they replied, man qutila fi sabilillah, O shaheed. The person who is killed in the path of Allah, he is a shaheed, a martyr. So then Nabi Karim Sazam said, Inna shuhada'a ummati idhan laqalil. In that case, the martyrs of my ummah will number very, very few. So the Sahaba Kiram radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in asked, Faman ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who else could we classify as martyrs? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man qutila fi sabilillah, fahuwa shaheedun. Wa man mata fi sabilillah, fahuwa shaheedun. Wa man mata fi ta'un, fahuwa shaheedun. Wa man mata fi al-batn, fahuwa shaheedun. Wal ghariq shaheedun. Aw kama qala li salatu salam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that yes, the person who is killed in the path of Allah by the enemy forces, he is a martyr. But martyrs are not only restricted to this category. A person out in the path of Allah, he dies a natural death, he is also a martyr. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the person who dies, the cause of his death is a plague, a pandemic, he is also a shaheed. He is also a martyr. The person who dies because of some disease of the stomach, he is a martyr. The person who drowns, he is a martyr. So this pandemic, many people have lost their lives due to the cause of this pandemic. They should take solace, comfort from the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has declared them as a martyr. In another hadith, Nabi Sallam explains even more martyrs. Al-Hariqu Shahidun. The person who dies in a fire due to suffocation, inhalation of smoke, he is a martyr. وَصَاحِبُ ذَاتِ الْجَمْبِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. The person who dies of ذَاتُ الْجَمْبِ, which in a medical fraternity referred to as pleurisy. Pleurisy is when the tissues that cover the lungs, they become inflamed. As a result of which, a person develops pain in the chest, sometimes shortness of breath. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says he is a martyr. And this COVID, this is linked to respiratory problems. So a person who dies as a result of this, inshallah, he is also a martyr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also says, ذَاتُ الْحَدْمِ هُوَ شَهِدٌ. If a wall is to collapse onto someone, and he dies, he is a martyr. A woman that is pregnant and passes away, she is a martyr. So there are many martyrs in this ummah, not only restricted to people that die on the battlefield. So as Muslims, we take comfort and solace from this. We have lost many, many people of the ummah. During this lockdown, during the so-called pandemic, mind-boggling, Perhaps we have not witnessed so many janazas as we have witnessed this year. A small place like Azadwal, there were times when in a single day up to 4 janazas took place. Great, great ulama have left the world, gone into the mercy of Allah. During this period, a month or two ago, someone sent me a list of ulama that lost their lives abroad, locally as well. That time the number was almost 100. And these are well-known, renowned ulama. Other ulama apart from these also lost their lives. Overseas people like Mufti Sayyid Ahmad Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullahi, Maulana Salman Sahib Rahmatullahi of Mazahir Ulum Saharanpur, the principal of the madrasa. Locally, Maulana Yusuf Tutla Sahib Rahmatullahi, Maulana Daud Padia Sahib Rahmatullahi, the brother of Haji Padia Rahmatullahi, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Rahmatullahi. Prominent ulama locally. Closer to home, Maulana Yusuf Pandor Rahmatullahi of Hazeldean, Germiston. Maulana Musa Pandor Rahmatullahi, who taught at the Azadul Muslim School, also succumbed to this pandemic while on the ventilator. His brother Harun, alhamdulillah, is recovering at home after about 5 weeks in hospital. Allah Ta'ala grant him a speedy recovery, inshallah. Harun has also been coming to our i'tikaf programs in Ramadan. Allah grant him full shifa. Mufti Hashim Boja, rahmatullahi, also succumbed to this pandemic. These are shuhada. They are martyrs. Allah has granted them the rank of martyrdom. So for a Muslim, a true Muslim, they are positives. Even out of these negative aspects that the Western world wants to make us believe. But for us there is light at the end of the tunnel. Ash-shahadatu tuhfatul mu'min. Shahadat is a gift of a believer. Even bimari, illness, is a blessing in disguise. The hadith tells us, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ سُقْمُ ثُمَّ عَافَاهُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَانَ لَهُ كَفَّارَةً لِمَا مَضَى مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ وَمَوْعِظَةً فِي مَا يَسْتَقْبِلُ وَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقَ إِذَا مَرِضَ ثُمَّ عُوفِيَ عَنْهُ فَهُوَ كَالْبَعِيرِ عَقَلَهُ أَهْلُهُ لَا يَدْرِي لِمَا عَقَلُوهُ وَلَا يَدْرِي لِمَا أَرْسَلُوهُ فقال رجل ممن حول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأصحاب والله ما مرضت قط فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام قم عنا فلست منا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says that when a Muslim is afflicted with an illness, for him it is a blessing in disguise. One hadith goes to this extent, that even if he is pricked with a thorn only, that also serves as an expiation for his minor sins. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a person becomes ill, and then Allah Ta'ala grants him cure, that illness compensates for his past sins. And as for the future, it brings him closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It makes him recognize that very soon a time will come when you'll have to leave the world. On the other hand, a munafiq, a hypocrite, when he becomes ill and Allah Ta'ala gives him cure, he takes no lesson from that. Nabi Sam gives the similitude and the parable that is like a person who ties his camel and then releases the camel. The camel is totally unaware. Why was I tied? Why was I released? So a munafiq, non-Muslim, does not realize why he became ill, why he was cured. As Nabi Sallallahu was mentioning this, a person in that gathering said to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi that, O Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what are all these illnesses that you speak about? By Allah, my entire life, I never became ill. So a person would think how fortunate this man is. Never contracted an illness, not a headache, not a cold, nothing whatsoever. Nabi Karim Sam became upset and said to him, get out of here. You are not part of my ummah. To be part of my ummah, you need to go through a deal of suffering. You need to be put to test and tribulation. Allah Ta'ala needs to test your patience. That is important. So many janazas that we have attended over this period. Yet unfortunately, we do not take a lesson from that. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَتْكُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ فَزُورُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That initially, because of the customs of the days of ignorance, I forbade you from going to the Qabristan. But now that you have been spiritually nurtured, visit the Qabristan. It will remind you of your own death. A poet says very nicely, يَا صَاحِبِي لَا تَغْتَرِرْ بِتَنَعُمٍ فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدْ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ إِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. So beautifully. That, oh my friend, لَا تَغْتَرِرْ بِتَنَعُمٍ. Do not be deceived. Do not become beguiled by the pomp and splendor of the world. Because the time will come, no matter how much wealth, riches you have accumulated, a time will come when you will leave the world, leave all these luxuries behind. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَدْ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. And these luxuries also will one day perish. Then he says something very profound, that إِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. When you carry the janazah to the Qabristan, reflect that today you are carrying a janazah, tomorrow you will be carried to the Qabristan. Your turn will come. We need to reflect. Unfortunately, we go to janazahs instead of reflecting over our death. We find ourselves talking about worldly matters, even at the janazah, joking, laughing with one another. In spite of the seriousness of death, we do not even think of death. Many of us feel that I am still young, I have many years to live, I've got a lot of luxuries. But remember, death does not discriminate between old and young. Death does not distinguish between rich and poor. Death does not distinguish between white and black. Death does not distinguish between male and female. Death does not distinguish between the healthy and the ill. Anytime death can knock at your door. We have to be prepared to go meet our Creator. Among the people we lost, Marhum Ashraf Ameji, Allah falis qabr wa nur, grant him the highest stages. He was a live wire in coordinating our i'tikafs, our monthly majlis, never to complain. For years and years, he has been coordinating the i'tikaf program, making sure the meals come on time at the time of sahri and iftar. We have lost him also. Bhai Amin Ameji, also very helpful. Amin Bhai Sheikh, staying here at the back of the masjid, in front of the mihrab, he used to live here. Also always making khidmat of the people in i'tikaf in the masjid. These people have left the world for us to reflect. They were not of very senior age, not very old. 50s, 60s, left the world. One day we also have to go. We need to think about our death. Inshallah, they are already successful. In lieu of the khidmat ash-shabai made, of us mortal kifin, inshallah, that is a sticker to Jannat. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not consider any good deed as trivial. Who knows what counts? So these people have gone to the mercy of Allah. Allah fill their qubur with nur. I also lost dear family members. My father-in-law, last Jummah of the month of Ramadan, fortunate to be blessed with such a good maut. 2 months into her iddat, my mother-in-law passes away. The same day, her sister, who is the mother-in-law of Mufti Bula, both pass away on the same day, buried next to each other. Then in the Pandor family, Maulana Yusuf Pandor, Maulana Musa Pandor goes, Dr. Qasim, Dr. Ismail Mangira's sister leaves, all gone to the mercy of Allah. We need to reflect. Just over a week ago, I lost my beloved brother too. Inshallah, he has also been given, Allah willing, the state of a shaheed, inshallah. Because he was admitted for COVID complication. Also on the ventilator. The masjid that he used to frequent in Azadwa. This I'm saying because the hadith also says, اذكروا محاسن موتاكم وكفوا عن مساويهم. They speak about the good qualities of your deceased. So Allah bless you with good qualities. The masjid that he frequents, the other day I was there for Salah, Abu Bay Bhatia, he expressed his condolences to me and said, we have lost our live wire. Because my brother used to be always at the forefront, making nusrat of the jamaats. Allah bless you with very good qualities. When my father passed away, I was studying in India. We heard of many cases, many of my friends, when they lost their father here at home, no one to look after the family business, they had to terminate the studies and return to South Africa. They could not complete their studies. Allah Ta'ala reward my beloved brother. After my father passed away, for the next 4 or 5 years, he continued to send my expenses, educated me, did not insist come back to help in the family business. He had good qualities. Alhamdulillah, besides seeing to my education, he got me married, got me settled, got my sister married. All these good qualities. When he passed away at the hospital, Joburg Gen, during the days when he was still well, he could send messages. He appreciated the services at the hospital. He sent one message to me that, bhai, I think the service here is better than the private clinics also. He appreciated that. So much so, that when he passed away, and he left as a mayat from the hospital, even the doctors and the nursing staff were grieving. They said, we never saw a patient like this. Not a single complaint. In spite of being so ill, he used to go to the other patients in the ward. Can I do something for you? Can I be of service to you? Some things we learn about later. In his own way, low profile way, he did things that we have only come to learn of now. The security guard on the street where he lived, living in that little makeshift box, he says, on cold winter nights, my brother used to make hot coffee with a sandwich and take for him. He used to go in Jamaat Soweto. He used to take sweets in his pocket to give to the little children that come attend the programs. So like this, people had very good qualities. And that is why Mubasharat too. It's a source of solace, comfort for us. My 9-year-old grandson, alhamdulillah, saw a dream. We saw my brother coming into the home with white kurta, white beard, white topi, everything white. But the standout aspect, he says his face was shining brighter than a full moon. And with him he had a little girl. My brother, about 35, 40 years ago, he lost his little daughter, was only 2 years old. Her name was Anisa. So this 9-year-old grandson says, in the dream he heard the name Anisa. And my brother is holding her hand. Inshallah, that Masoom child will intercede on his behalf. And inshallah, see him through. So good dreams. Innocent Masoom children are seen. Inshallah, good sign. Which is why I say, that for us Muslims, there is a positive even in the negatives. Allah Ta'ala wishes to test our patience, how patient we are in the face of the adversities. The hadith of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَوْ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَابَتُ سَرَّا شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ ضَرَّا فَصَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that I'm amazed at the condition of a Muslim, of a mu'min, that all his affairs are of benefit to him. If he enjoys prosperity, he thanks Allah Ta'ala, makes shukr, that is good for him. If he's faced with adversity, he makes sabr, that is also good for him. So sabr and shukr, vital ingredients in the life of a Muslim. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala inshallah, all those people who have lost their lives in this lockdown period, Allah Ta'ala make their maghfirat, make their qabars gardens of Jannat, fill their graves with nur, and let endless mercies descend upon the qubur, and on the day of Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala make it so that they are raised among those people who are martyrs, who bore this with patience, the illness, the sickness, that inshallah it will be announced to them to enter Jannah without reckoning. We make dua for them. And those who are ill, Allah Ta'ala grant them full shifa from the illness. Allah remove this pandemic from the entire world that has caused such disarray, confusion. Recently they said that due to this pandemic, maybe 700,000 people have lost their lives throughout the world. But yet, annually, 1.1 million people die as a result of cancer. The common flu, millions of people die with that. But no hoo-ha about that. But this propaganda machine, some sinister thing behind it, to create panic, fear in the hearts of mankind. As I said, Muslims ought not to fear. There are positives in this. Light at the end of the tunnel. That even that bimari, sickness, compensates for their sins, brings them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it possible for us to reflect upon our own death and make tayari, preparation for that day that we all have to face. Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast upon iman. Take us from the world with the kalima, with iman. Raise us with iman in the company of the martyrs and the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباد الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صلي على سيدنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخر بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وآل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت إلى على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبيك ورسولك النبي الأمي والنبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطي الوسيلة والفضيلة المقام محمود الذي وعدته وزي عنا ما هو أهله وزي أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصلي على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما جعلت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما بارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله تحيات الله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله تحيات لله تحيات لله صلوات الله زاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصابر الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
اللهم يا حنان يا منان يا بديع الصلوات ويا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وأدخلهم الجنة. اللهم نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اجعل قبورهم رياضا برياض الجنة ولا تجعل قبورهم حفرا من حفر النار. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولهم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسألك نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر مستعاذك نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك الملاك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. اللهم اغفر لما أوتانا واشف مرضانا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلامنا على المرسلين، والحمد لله.